The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another hour of conversation, you know that, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Aru, and along with me is my friend Kara Schillen. There are a lot of people today who are going to try to convince you that the Zika virus story is the number one most important thing happening on the planet. And if it's not that, it will be that Donald Trump is blaming the Republican Party for dirty tricks. Both of the stories have impact and import, but in my estimation, and you listen to me because you think that I have some value, I'm guessing. Otherwise, why would you spend your time listening to me every day? So, in my humble opinion, neither of those stories, the Zika story isn't worth the paper that it's printed on because it's a big ruse, as far as I'm concerned, a conspiracy on the part of the news media and the government to spend a lot of your tax dollars and helping some big pharma clients, individuals, companies that will make a lot of money on this. The fix is very simple. You wear a band around your arm that costs $10 that has the DEET stuff on it that keeps the bugs away from you. The government also knows and has, as does other science, the ability to create a fly that would eat the all of the mosquito larvae. There are ways of creating a neutered mosquito that could go out in the population. I guess it's a neutered female, and that would take care of it. All of this money, what a screw job. And we sit here and we take it, and the news media, oh, it's scary. You listen to all these reports, it's nonsense. There's nothing different going on here than was going on last year. The year before, the Zika virus has been around since the 1940s, for God's sakes, and it's had the same impact or ramifications. At least now we know, and I'm happy to know, that somebody who's pregnant gets bitten by this mosquito is going to have a horrible time with her child. That's good information to have. That's the only thing about this that has any value. Stay away from wherever these mosquitoes are, and if they're here, then you wear the bracelet that you can go buy at any drugstore for $10. End of story. There's no common sense attached to any of this nonsense. And it's really pretty annoying. But what I find, to go back to what really is important today, and I've talked about this week already, today's Wednesday, and I think on both Monday and Tuesday I said something about the 60 Minutes report on the 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission's report that have not been declassified. And from all indications, we all ought to know that the Saudis, basically what this 28 pages says, is that the Saudis are dirty, rotten scoundrels, and they were responsible in large part for what happened on September 11th. End of story, period. Why don't we know that? Well, because the Bush family likes the royal family in Saudi Arabia, and they have business dealings through any number of connections, not the least of which is the Carlyle Group. So there's a lot of foolishness and shenanigans going on there. But here's Steve Croft, who talked to former Florida Senator Bob Graham, who was the leader of this 9/11 commission. Also, former CIA Director Porter Goss is in on this. The discussion of the aforementioned 28 pages that have not been declassified yet.
Bob Graham won't discuss the classified information in the 28 pages. He will say only that they outline a network of people that he believes supported the hijackers while they were in the U.S.
You believe that support came from Saudi Arabia?
Substantially.
And when we say the Saudis, you mean the government? rich people in the country, charities?
All of the above.
Graham and others believe the Saudi role has been soft-pedaled to protect a delicate relationship with a complicated kingdom where the rulers, royalty, riches, and religion are all deeply intertwined in its institutions.
The committee will be in order.
Porter Goss, who was Graham's Republican co-chairman on the House side of the joint inquiry and later director of the CIA, also felt strongly that an uncensored version of the 28 pages should be included in the final report. The two men made their case to the FBI and its then-director, Robert Mueller, in a face-to-face meeting.
They pushed back very hard on the 28 pages, and they said, no, that cannot be unclassified at this time.
Did you happen to ask the FBI director why it was classified?
We did in a general way, and the answer was because we said so and it needs to be classified.
Yeah, we said so. Really? Now, you can get more on this story, by the way. It's trending on the Good Day website at DougStephan.com. Here's Melvin Robert from Lip TV talking about the Saudi Arabians and the fact that they have said that these pages ought to be declassified, which I find very interesting.
There was an article that was released in the New Yorker back in September of 2014, and the Saudis have, in this article, they state that the Saudis, they publicly demanded that the material be released. Quote, there's a quote in this article, that 28 blanked out pages are being used by some to malign our country and our people. Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who was the Saudi ambassador to the United States at the time of 9/11, has declared Saudi Arabia has nothing to hide. We can deal with questions in public, but we cannot respond to blank pages. So very clearly, they are willing to have the conversation.
Are they? How does the conversation go, would be the question. Here's a radio host named Dave Ross talking to reporter Pam Coulter about whether we already know what's in these 28 pages anyway.
Aren't there rumors around the correspondence there about what is in these papers? Don't we pretty much know what's in there?
Well, we know what we heard, Dave, from the members of Congress and former lawmakers who have actually read those 28 pages that are being held in a secret, you know, vault on Capitol Hill. And it's basically the final chapter to the congressional report on the 9/11 attacks. And what they have said is that there is some information that links a possible Saudi network, including a man who was identified by the FBI as a Saudi agent, to people who supplied support to some of the 9/11 hijackers. 15 of the 19 hijackers, of course, we know were Saudis. And it's not conclusive proof that they were doing it to aid in the attacks, but it may have been, and that's something that these lawmakers want to get out in the public.
Yeah. All right, so your thoughts? You can check out all of this information. There's a ton of it, actually. And I like what we actually have on the website at DougStephan.com. 14 after the hour here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bobbly.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. DS.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
All right, so earlier, I was 17 at the hour, by the way, on the Good Day program. Top stories from the Wednesday file. Donald Trump speaking out about the GOP delegate system, says that it's rigged on the Republican side. Bernie Sanders says the same thing, it's rigged on the Democratic side. Donald Trump says it's not rigged to help him. Bernie Sanders says it's not rigged to help him. So what do you think about the system? It isn't about Donald Trump. It's not about Bernie Sanders. It's about you and whether your vote counts, and your vote doesn't count. It really doesn't. Why are we all rushing to the polls to go vote? And the vote doesn't count. Well, you can say, well, we're voting for a delegate. Well, look at how Hillary Clinton screwed Bernie Sanders in Wyoming. It's classic. It really is. Thank God she's smart. Here's Aldrich Gessa, a delegate in Pennsylvania. She says she recently got a call from somebody that works with Trump.
I don't recall his name right now, but it was someone from the campaign that's working in the state of Pennsylvania. And he was very nice. He was very cordial, you know, very pleasant conversation. And basically, he alluded to knowing where I was at. Like, he already knew sort of where I was leaning. But what he wanted to know, what his main concern was, he wanted to know if I was someone that was in the Never Trump camp or if I was someone that would vote for Trump if he, you know, became the nominee. I told him that I was in the middle. And then I explained to him why. I said that initially I started with I'll vote for Trump better than Hillary. But then with all the stuff that's been going on, and it's a constant, it's on a daily basis, all the smearing and the trashing and the insults, and that's coming from either the, you know, the media or, you know, or the campaign itself or the surrogates or even on social media with people, it's becoming harder and harder for me.
Yeah, it's becoming harder and harder for everybody to try to figure out what's going on. This campaign, excuse me, campaign event that took place in upstate New York yesterday, 5,000 people, and this thing had been, let's see, it was yesterday afternoon, the planning of this event didn't start till Monday night, and still 5,000 people showed up to listen to Donald Trump. He's got a lot of support, and people are wondering how it is that the situation or the system is as bad as it is to allow Ted Cruz. Here's the Republicans, Colorado's 34 convention delegates handed to Ted Cruz without anybody voting. Yes, that's the same thing I'm talking about as Hillary Clinton in Wyoming, 20 after the hour.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
At 23 after the hour, the Good Day program. I mentioned it was Wednesday, April the 13th, 2 days away from the midpoint of the fourth month of the year. The time is going by quickly, so let's take advantage and make the most of the good stuff that's around. A smile would be in order at the moment. So let's see if we can conjure one up from one of these television programs from yesterday, starting with a late-night monologue, Conan O'Brien here.
John Kasich's still in the race.
Yep.
What do we do? One primary? Is that right?
I think Ohio.
He won at home
state.
Home state,
and that's it.
Yeah, he's still in the primary, yeah. Today, John Kasich gave a 30-minute speech in New York City. Afterwards, the crowd applauded Kasich and then put $8.34 in his hat. Then their subway pulled up. They had to go.
Not funny. Really? All right, let's see what we can get out of Ellen DeGeneres joking about the rain in Los Angeles.
Oh, boy, finally we got some rain over the weekend. The storm came up from to Los Angeles from the south, or as Donald Trump said, it snuck in illegally from Mexico.
Isn't that old? Aren't you tired of hearing those jokes? I think that's old.
They're also original, though.
Yeah.
They definitely don't all say the same thing.
No, that's true. All right, let's hear what Wendy Williams has. Find something good from her program yesterday. She answers an audience member's question about whether it's worth fighting with her daughter over the details of the daughter's wedding.
My only daughter is getting married, and we're in the process of planning. However, last weekend, we got in a very heated argument over whether we should have marshmallows at the candy station. I got iced, I'm telling you. The thing of it is that I'm a bit of a control freak, and I can't help myself.
Yeah.
And my husband and I are paying for a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I should have some sort of say. However, how can I address any opinion I have without causing the drama that I caused?
I think that you should let her have her way with whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Within the confines of you and your husband's budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bigger thing is that your daughter's happy. She's getting married. It's her one day.
Yeah.
Let her have it, Mom.
Yeah.
You think that that's true, your one day? It's always about the bride. I wonder about that. I have someone very, very close to me whose daughter is getting married next month. And her daughter, as a matter of fact, is here now. Getting fitted for the wedding dress, and there's excitement, but there's also, okay, I don't think they've argued about anything. I haven't heard any stories about serious arguments. But at the end of the day, is it as was suggested there? Wendy's usually pretty sage with her advice. It's her, but one day. I don't get that. It's one day. It's a whole bunch of days put together. But yeah, if she wants to have it that way and it's her wedding, let her have it that way. Would you agree with that, Kara? How about if you get married, you want to have, you want to be able to get what you want to get?
Well, yeah, and I agree mostly with the line that she said, within the confines of your budget. You know, if this is what you're paying for and this is what she wants, pay just what you said you're going to pay. You know, don't let her go crazy.
Yeah. All right, here's Steve Harvey from his Midday Talk program. He's chatting with an audience member, too, who says she needs to get an argument out of the way with her boyfriend so they can be happy.
I've been in a relationship for a year and a half with the perfect guy. We haven't had one argument. I'm a little nervous about that because we're going to be moving in together, and I think I want to get our first fight out of the way before that happens.
I don't know if you're familiar with this term, but could it be that y'all are happy?
Yes, we are.
But you want to put a stop to that. You're going to intentionally start an argument. Why?
I'm thinking that maybe, you know, if we can just get it out of the way before we move in together.
Get what out the way?
Just a fight.
You ain't got to start nothing. They coming. You happy now? Never had an argument. He's the perfect man. That's because y'all don't live together. As soon as you move in together, you are going to discover at least five things that you absolutely hate about his
28 passed on good day.
Reflection is the key to enlightenment. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The student once asked his teacher, what types of behaviors will lead me to enlightenment? The teacher replied, the kind where action is involved. The student was confused, so he asked, but by definition, don't all behaviors involve some sort of action? Yes, said the teacher, of course. So you're saying that anything can lead to enlightenment? Absolutely, replied the teacher. But remember, you didn't ask which behaviors might get you there faster. The point of this Zen story is that if you're willing to learn from your actions, anything you do or have done can lead to enlightenment. Look, make whatever decisions you're going to make today, but at the end of the day, consider stepping back to reflect on whatever you chose to do. The more you do that, the more aware you'll become. For awareness and insight along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea.
Kara, you know what the Howdy Doody show was? Okay. That's a little bit much, probably. It's Howdy Doody time. Somewhere in that cache of sound there, you find something Richie's got laying around that says it's Howdy Doody time or something like that. It's an old television program from the 50s that I grew up on when I was just a little wee boy. Anyway, so Howdy Doody, howdy, and hopefully with that howdy comes a good day wish. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, ready to attack more of the issues of the day, if you will. What's the purpose and intent of this, you're asking? This is Paul Ryan singing his heart out. Crank it up, Kara. So now I've had my fix of silly old music. House Speaker Paul Ryan says, no, 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 no. I am not going to be a candidate for the presidency of the United States. And that's what he said about the speakership, right? Didn't he say the same thing? I don't want to be Speaker of the House. Guess what? He's Speaker of the House. So yesterday he addressed rumors that he's interested in being nominated for the presidency on the convention floor. A number of top Republicans have pointed to him as the antidote to Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, neither of whom is appealing to many of the people that are running the party. But he says, nope. He planned to meet with the top GOP contenders in New York for the primary. And he's also meeting with a lot of big donors while he's in New York. But he still says, no, 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 no. So it's kind of a depressing presidential campaign. I sometimes wonder, how could we make our politics better? Possible to imagine a solution that works? Next president could get together with the leaders of both parties in Congress and say, We're going to change the way we do business. We're going to deliberate and negotiate. We'll disagree and wrangle, but we won't treat this as good versus bad. This is not blood sport anymore. So do you think if, in fact, there were people who led like that, it might trickle down to the troops? As you look around, the political dysfunction is certainly deeply rooted in the year 2016. If there's going to be improvement, there has to be improvement in the social context of politics. The society we live in, which I think we all think is a healthy society, when we have a good, strong society, people live their lives within a galaxy of warm places. They're members of a family, of a neighborhood, of a school group, a civic organization. You have hobbies you share together. You have faith-based realities in your life. You have culture. We have a nation to be proud of. We're content, and we love the world. All of these layers of life are sort of nestled into the others to form a coherent life. Do you have those things in your life? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Do you have organizations that mean things to you? Do you have a good work ethic? And are you happy at work? If you're not happy at work, what are you doing there? Don't go to work and hate it. Even if you say, well, it's hard to get a good job these days. Yeah, maybe it is. But come on. Why would you go to work every day and spend 8-10 hours of your time at something you dread? You look at the clock. I never forget going into the post office in my town, and the guy who was the clerk there every day for however many years he worked for the post office put an X on the calendar. And I said, why do you put those X's on the calendar? He said, because it's one less day I have to work here. Can you imagine? And I'll bet there are plenty of you who are listening to this program right now who are just unhappy, miserable, to the point you do drugs or alcohol or you do all kinds of things to make yourself feel better. And I would suggest to you the best way for you to feel better is to get a better job. Like yourself enough to know that you have a quality, you have the ability, you have the strength, you have purpose, you have know-how. You can do something very well, so do it. Do it. Don't just go to work. You got to have a paycheck. You got to have a life. And you say, well, it's easy for you to say, look at what you've done with your life. I've done with my life what I set out intentionally to do, even though I didn't know it was my intention. I've been around cows all my life. I love the farm. I love the life that the farm gives me, and I can't imagine ever living in a, even though I'm now in a new place, it's closer to the big farm and a little smaller than the last farm, but I'm happy and content here. I didn't know that I was going to be. You asked me that 2-3 weeks ago, and I told you I was miserable. I kind of like where I am right now, actually. And so with that, but I've decided on my own that I want to feel that way. I want to like it here. And there's all kinds of possibilities to be with people or a person that I love or other people who will enjoy this. And so that makes it feel good. And my work on this radio program, I've been on the radio since I was 17 years old. I wouldn't know, well, that's not true. I could make a living doing other things. But I love this every day, being able to spend time with you talking about what's going on in the world. And I say that to you as we listen to these people. Yeah, you hear me complain a lot about the state of things. Well, why wouldn't you want to make things better? Don't you want to make things better? I'm giving you all this sort of background stuff as we pedal through what's going on. Most of us are unhappy with the political situation. It leads to other things. Excuse me there. Can you find happiness in other parts of your life? Are you happy with the person that you're with? Do you love that person? Do you want to spend time with that person every single day? Love your family? What about the extracurriculars? I do the radio as work, but it's fun. I love working, doing this. My avocation is the farm. It's tremendous fun. It's been overwhelming over the last 10 years or so because it was too much. I took on too much responsibility and had to shake it out. But, you know, there's maybe some of you have a little side business. I've decided that I want to do a little bit of real estate developing because I'm pretty good at it and I like it and the opportunity is presenting itself. It'd be kind of like, I need something. My friend is listening. I need something else to do, like I need a hole in the head. But I need challenges, and I like the opportunity to go. Basically, it's a good thing because you can help people if you build things and structure them so that whoever comes out of it with a nice new home is going to appreciate it and like it. So anyway, I'm sort of talking about things in reflection here a bit because there's so much anger, so much mistrust, and there's a lot of reason for us all to be angry, but there's also a lot of reason for us all to be happy and thankful. That's what you need to do. I think start the day by being thankful for what you do have. Let's not take apart or let's not be distracted by what we don't have. We don't have good leadership, okay? So let's do something about it together. We have all of this stuff, the Zika thing. Man, if I see another story, I want to pop the next guy. That Zika thing is such crap. It really is. It's nonsense. So what do we, you know, the couple of trending stories at DougStephan.com, the Bob Graham thing on the 9/11 documents, yeah, that's important. It is important. There are a lot of things that that we just need to know the truth about. But I think that you start with the truth that you have in your own sort of being, all right? I want to go to one other thing here before we pause, and that has to do with the Panama Papers and the continuing focus on this thing. There's been a couple of raids this week. Organized crime prosecutors have looked into some of the documents, and they think that organized crime is involved. Of course they're involved. There's money there. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, what a revelation! Organized crime is involved in the Panama. What are you... Of course... Well, they got a little fuel now. Police from an organized crime unit carried out a raid at the law offices with no incident or interference. Investigators examining claims a computer hacker leaked the documents. Duh, you think so? The huge cache of documents pilfered digitally from the firm, which has had repercussions around the world. What I find most interesting is the Russians don't care, it would seem. Now, whether that's press that's coming out of Russia, but a couple of stories that are floating around today about Putin and whether he's taking any flack because he's basically behind the scenes running strong connections and putting people into this law firm and into the banks. The bank, actually, that holds most of the money is a Russian bank. And he's in collusion with everybody else, making lots of dough with his friends. And that's the way it works. So the thing that you get out of it is it's as corrupt over there as it is here. It's corrupt everywhere. Wherever there's money, there's going to be corruption. So, I mean, let's not be naive about this. And for those who support Bernie Sanders, this proves to you, we've got to tax those people to get their money more because they're cheating us by putting their money offshore. No, there's nothing illegal. And these guys, by the way, that go in the raids against the organized crime, the prosecutors, they're not going to find anything. They're going to find zip, zero, nothing, nada. Because these people are smart enough to know how to do it legally. There's nothing illegal about any of this stuff. It just points out how in certain countries, in certain ways, the tax laws are confiscatory and they don't help people save or maintain or grow their wealth. And that's what people want. That's what we all want to do. If we have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of money. We still want to have more tomorrow than we have today, don't we? That's the same principle here. So anyway, I think that pretty interesting to see this stuff. But what bothers me more than anything else about this is the connection to the military-industrial complex. That's how they're making money. I find that, even though it's not illegal, pretty disgusting. 45 after the hour here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger,
for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence, but is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
All right, 48 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The military-industrial complex, as long as we're there, let's figure out what today's big story is. Actually, this week, the big story is the go-ahead that was given to develop the Gremlin drone. You know what the Gremlin drone is? These, a bunch of them. And they're going to build them and use them to overwhelm, at least this is the plan, to overwhelm enemy defenses and conduct missions that are too dangerous for manned aircraft. If you haven't seen that Eye in the Sky movie that's out and about, not a lot of people have seen it. It's quite a good movie, actually. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. Helen Mirren's in it. Some good actors, actresses, good story. Anyway, the drones that they're developing for these Gremlin jobs could be reused up to 20 times, according to the military. They would swarm together. This is like a movie. This sounds like the plot to a movie, doesn't it? Swarm together to carry out missions on the front line. They would be launched. I'm going to sneeze, excuse me for a minute, in just a moment. Launched from midair from larger aircraft and then retrieved in the same way. Okay, maybe I'm not going to sneeze. Listen to this, or visualize. This is what's so great about radio. Tell a story, use the words, and have people imagine. But you've all seen movies that sort of portray things like this. So the let's say it's one of the great big, there's a bunch of different sizes for military aircraft that carry freight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, was it C-147, something like that. And so they'd bring these drones up. They'd open up the bay. The drones would, you know, basically be pushed out of the plane. They'd fly to wherever they're going to go, their mission. Then they'd fly back to the aircraft and fly inside and be taken back to the base the same way. It's rather creative. That's too bad. Isn't it a shame when you get right down to it, how much money we spend on military armaments, that sort of, it's just a shame. And so now let's go from that problem to another problem. Today's weather, climate change, and what it's doing to the United States. Wildfires this week are a focus of the news media, and they're increasing in frequency. Season seems to start earlier and earlier, last longer and longer every year. Last year's total of 10 million acres, the highest on record. And there are some in the Forest Service who think that this may be a bigger problem this year. And I'm not just talking about America. I'm talking about countries like Zambia, where there used to be a lot of successes. Now the drought there, everything's burning up. So a little more info for you to chew on. 51 after the hour.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, with our friend Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to spend some time talking about your pal and mine, Mark Zuckerberg, and all the exciting things that are happening for those of us who are Facebook persons. And stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back to that.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so this is all things Facebook, apparently, Greg, starting with their 10-year plan. CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg taking the stage yesterday at their F8 Developers Conference to kick off the event with a look to the future. What does he see in the future?
I watched it all on Facebook. Where did you see it?
I didn't see it. I'm looking at a report. I probably would find better things to do with my time than sit there and watch him yak away. Although it is interesting because Facebook is trying to keep itself relevant. That's really what this is about, right? The stock value and all that other stuff. This guy doesn't want to kiss off his $18 billion in value with Facebook.
Well, I mean, that's a company's job every day, right, is to keep itself relevant. And,
yeah.
It should come as a surprise to no one that if Facebook has a 10-year plan, then the plan is going to be to get you to use Facebook more and more and other online and mobile services less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we should all think about for a lot of reasons, including if we're using any kind of services more and more that involve staring at a screen, it means spending less and less of our lives living our lives and doing things like moving around and talking to people, you know, that are sitting across the table from us.
I thought it was interesting his focus on Smart Al, the bot that he's got that's supposed to be able to talk to customers. That's what we want, is a robot that can now. That's those of you who want $15 an hour to work, here's your replacement. His name is Al, and he's a bot that talks to customers at the Burger King. So we don't need you anymore, basically, right?
Well, my guess is that the Facebook version of this will not take your order at Burger King. It's going to help deal with a customer service problem online. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're – look, I mean, technology – this is a dance that's been going on for a long time. You know, replace humans with machines. Machines are more efficient. They're cheaper. They don't demand an hourly wage.
They're going to go on strike like the Verizon guys are going on strike today.
Right, and then that creates other opportunities for people in other ways. And, you know, the trick is and always has been staying ahead of the ball and understanding, well, this is how the economy is changing. If I want to stay relevant, you know, we've moved from Facebook being relevant to each of us staying relevant,
right.
Then I need to learn certain skills.
Yeah, and it keeps you young. I thought it was interesting that they showed off a $30,000 virtual reality camera at this thing yesterday. There's all kinds of stuff. I don't know, you know, drones and satellites and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a 10-year plan, look how much has changed in the last 10 years.
Yes.
You know, there were no iPhones 10 years ago. There were no iPads.
They're going to sell tickets. Ticketmaster is going to use their Facebook page now to interface with people to buy tickets to whatever event it is you want to go to. Maybe go to a concert, to a movie, whatever it is. You can buy those now on Facebook under his 10-year plan. What do you think of that?
And I would imagine there will come a point where you will buy tickets to attend things on Facebook.
Really?
Like, sure, like paying to watch TV, only you'll pay Facebook instead of a TV network.
There we go. All right, the Ticketmaster story is one prominent item that's at DougStephan.com today. Greg Stephan, happy to have you here with us as usual from Men's Health Magazine on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.